This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here. And you may be having some, well, for those of you who can't hear us, this is why you need to go to 97.9 HD2, which is a perfect signal. This is why you're going to watch on stream. This is why 92.5, for those of you out west, you need to be listening out there. We're having some issues on 97.5. So anybody, we need to direct everybody to the other ways to listen. AD is on his way out there to find out what's going on with that transmitter. But, well, for those of you that are on 97.5, you can't hear anyway.
Yeah,
but,
who are you talking to?
Well, I'm talking to maybe you could be a good friend and tell people what's going on in this world, okay? Stuff that's happening to this world. And 97.5, I don't know what happened.
I'm already putting it on Twitter, Dell.
Okay, see? That's a good thing to do, Lance. See? You're altruistic. Did Dell do anything? No. Okay.
I guess I have to put it on Twitter every 10 minutes when new people try to tune in.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that as well. And so we apologize for that. But listen, if you can't hear us anyway, if you're over there at 97.5, you can't hear us, then who am I talking to? Time to talk about what's going on. For those of you that are on Twitch or YouTube or any other way that you consume our product, Hunter Brown. No other way to start this thing. What about your two guys, your two aces, pitching the way that they did? You were outscored by 21 runs in a four-game series, and you split the series. I don't know if I remember anything. You know what else I don't remember? A five-pitch inning in which you scored a run. A five-pitch first inning yesterday was the only run in the game, and it was a five-pitch inning that you scored on in the first inning. It was incredible. Just incredible. So, so it was a weekend of incredible. Man, Tampa Bay is playing really good baseball right now.
Weekend of incredible doesn't even, I mean, when it comes to this series, is, I'm not even sure that's the, yeah, what was the, you had a complete game from Framber Valdez where he threw 83 pitches.
83. How about that?
The least in the history of the Astros.
Yeah. How about that? The way that Framber and Hunter pitched this weekend, holy crap.
And that wasn't even Hunter's best. Hunter's no. having a hard time locating fastball.
Well, one thing that maybe, I mean, the last time he
not even locating, Tampa, he was just having an issue hitting the strike zone with fastball.
Well, but now I know he was a little bit, he was frustrated, but that might not have been a horrible thing because last time he pitched against them, they unloaded on him. Of course, it was in that little bandbox, and that got some cheapies, but they still hit him really hard. So him not being right all over the zone all day long might have been a positive for him. He was still great. He still had his out pitch. He still was able to get out of innings. He is, to me, you know, Jacob DeGrom will be hurt by the All-Star game. So Crochet is really, really, really good, too. But
Skeens is still really, really good.
Scooble. I mean, you gotta want to talk about some American League pitching.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the American League.
Oh, yeah.
Skeens is good, Scooble, but Hunter's having a better season than Skeens.
Not Scooble, though.
Not
Scoobles. Scoobles' whip is a .79.
Yeah,
Scoobles. This is ridiculous. This is historical.
Yeah. But I'm talking about Hunter Potts. Well,
yeah, no, Hunter's on the top.
Hunter's one of the top pitchers. Fantastic. One outing all year.
Yeah, Hunter, and Hunter has the W's too, so he's looking good for an All-Star game.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 8-3 with a 183 and a .91. I mean, this is his numbers are as good as basically from a win-loss standpoint also, ERA, like his ERA is better than Tarek Skubal's. Scoobles and Trouble, as a man once said.
A
wise man once said. But, no, you had a really strange series or eventful series. You have Framber Valdez going with an 83-pitch complete game. The very next game, Tampa throws a complete game against you in a 16-3 blowout where it was problems with Art. And Forrest Whitley's basically trying to just pitch himself out of baseball. And, I mean, the bullpen was terrible. They lost 16-3. And then you have Hunter Brown's game yesterday. So it was like back-to-back-to-back pitching performances. When's the last time you saw back-to-back complete games? I wonder when the last time we saw a back-to-back complete game was.
Yeah, I don't know.
In baseball. Probably, you know, I always think it's going to be for – it's probably like 2022 or something, but – I know I haven't seen one. I haven't seen one with the Astros, and I haven't seen back-to-back complete games in an eternity.
I don't remember. I have no idea the last time I saw it, but I do know that, man, I'm looking through these stats, and Hunter Brown is just 10 quality starts. The Astros have two. Framber has 9 quality starts, and they're 1-2 in baseball. Of course, there's like 7 guys that have 9 quality starts, but Hunter Brown leading the world with quality starts. It's just incredible just how good this dude is. And he's up there. I mean, he's up there in about every category. He is just fantastic. So love what Hunter Brown is doing. You're right. Scoobal at .79 is just ridiculous. Hunter, you take that one outing away from Hunter Brown, and he's leading the league in everything. He'd be leading the league in everything if he gets rid of that one outing. So that's unfortunate. But, he's fourth in whip, and that included that one. He's got a .91, fourth in whip right now. But Scoobal's just ridiculous. Astros with the split. They got the day off. A bit ironic, I think. Do you know who the Astros honored yesterday?
Who the Astros? The team doctor.
The team doctor.
He threw out the first pitch from 4 feet away. I saw him.
He's their hand doctor.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you now, it's a good thing no one can hear on 97.5 because I am so pissed off. This is ridiculous. After last year, when we had to just basically tell listeners, listen, there's probably a fracture with Kyle Tucker. You don't stay out for 2 months with a bone bruise. We're way past bone bruise. So it's probably a fracture, and they come out and say, oh, it's we found after a couple months, we were able to find a fracture. So finally, things got calmed down enough. Like, who do they think we are? Do they think we're freaking idiots? I mean, do they honestly?
I don't understand. Why wouldn't you say it? Why? Now,
I have no idea unless it's complete malpractice. You know, I talked to somebody who is a baseball fan. I talked to an NFL executive who's a baseball fan, who's not an Astros fan. He's a baseball fan. And he knew, and he goes, hey, what about that Framber thing? And I said, oh, the hand? I said, yeah, are you keeping up with that?
The Framber or the Jordan?
Jordan. I said, you're keeping up with that? He goes, yeah. He goes, didn't they? They had the same issue last year, I remember, with Kyle Tucker. I said, that's right. They did have the same issue. And they've had a bunch of pitching injuries, and we were talking about it. He goes, yeah, I would fire my medical staff. He goes, honestly, you got to pinpoint where the problem is. He said, we've dealt with that before. He said, you know, you can't just assume people who are doing this job are always competent or always the best. He said, honestly, I would fire whoever it is that's making the ultimate determination because they're just not good enough. He said, your team should never misdiagnose injuries with major players, nor should they have a player. If a player, because he read up on this whole thing, he goes, Jordan told the team he was hurting and they still allowed him to try to quote unquote push through it. He goes, that's malpractice. That guy's too good to do that. And I was thinking, yeah, you're right. I'm not sure how people are keeping their jobs. Jim Crane relieves people of their jobs quite frequently, quite frequently. I'm surprised the Astros have not had this happen now. They don't find a fracture that was 60% healed because they said the inflammation. That means they did not do the proper, they did not conduct the proper amount of x-rays when and where it needed to be. They let him into a batter's box without running an x-ray to find out whether or not there was a fracture. They let him into a batter's box.
Well, they didn't find a fracture before. They did to do an MRI, but they didn't find the fracture before because of the inflammation.
Inflammation. Can I tell you, inflammation doesn't matter on an x-ray.
Yeah.
That's an MRI. Well, what? That's a terrible excuse. John, that excuse from Dana Brown was awful. They got to figure something out because anybody who knows anything, trust me, I know a lot about the medical stuff about x-rays. If anyone knows about x-rays, it's me. And my family of broken arms and broken collarbones and ankles and whatever else. I'm telling you right now, this is the most outlandish thing I've ever heard. We couldn't find it. You could have. Do you mean to tell me he had, even if that were true, he's had inflammation for 3 weeks, for 4 weeks, it's been inflamed. And as soon as it goes down, you don't run an x-ray to find out. You don't check an x-ray before he gets in a box. It's malpractice. It's complete. It's atrocious. He gets in a batter's box to take batting practice, to take some live, you know, simulation. It wasn't even simulation. It was just batting practice with the team, and it starts to, and it's feeling good, and then it starts to hurt. Great. Then they find out, oh, it was only 60% healed. And you didn't uncover this as a medical staff with x-rays and MRIs and this amount of time? This amount of time elapsed, and you don't find this. There is no excuse. I don't want to hear any excuses. Kyle Tucker, either you lied to us and didn't tell us it was a fracture for whatever reason. I mean, the injury is the injury. There's nothing can be done about it. Or you misrepresented or you misdiagnosed it. What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, just get it right. What? This never happens with other people.
And to honor Dr. Melhoff, who is in charge of their hand surgery, is just about as big as a ballsy move as you can possibly make. I mean, you want to talk about just going, hey, bleep all of you, okay? This is what we're going to do. I hear all of you out there destroying the Astros medical team and over this Jordan thing. You know what we're going to do? We're going to honor the hand guy. What? I mean, I love Jim Crane. I mean, and this organization, they're just like, We don't give a rat's ass what you think about any. We're going to just get rid of everybody. You know what? Fromber, you're out of here next year. We don't. Correa, Cole, Springer, get out, everybody. We don't give a rat's ass what you think about anything. I mean, honestly, that was about as big a ballsy move as I remember.
Well, they should have just canceled it. Obviously, it was set up way in advance, but what terrible timing.
Are you sure it was set up in advance, or they just went, you know what, why don't you throw out the first pitch tomorrow?
No, there's no way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did they boo the guy?
I hope not. He's been with him for 35 years.
I don't know if he's the one, but I can tell you this also, in a separate conversation needs to be had. There has to be a long conversation about Framber Valdez and his value moving forward. With this big mega contract that's going to come up, with hand injuries galore. I mean, the guy gets hand injuries. He's not even hit on the hand, and he gets fractures. Two Hammett bone surgeries.
Again, not Framber, right?
I keep saying Framber.
Why do you keep Jordan saying Framber?
I don't know. But Jordan, two Hammett bone surgeries, and now this fracture? Is this not a concern to people that he injures himself swinging a bat?
Yeah.
He was not hit by a pitch, people. He fractures his arm. He fractures his hand swinging bats. He gets Hammett bone injury swinging bats.
Yeah.
Does this not concern on both hands? Yeah. This should be a massive concern for a hitter when he can't keep his hands healthy. This is the third injury that we know about, and this one is going to be a long injury.
And
I'm sure Dana Brown will tell us,
they said he's 60% healed, and when he gets to 70%, he can come back, and it's just about the amount of pain that he can take. That's all.
No, we're not doing this, because then it'll Then you're going to hear about there was a separate fracture that they weren't able to see because there was a bunch of inflammation from the 60% heal, and so now that one is – I don't want to hear anything. I'm just wait until he's fixed, because all this – first of all, he sucked. He sucked hitting. When he was there. So obviously the hand was too much for him to handle. He could handle the pain, but guess what? He wasn't getting hits. He wasn't good.
Yeah.
How about him get healthy and be good? Why do we want to play a Yordan who's not healthy, who's not hitting? He was bad. He obviously can't handle the pain because he can't hit when he's like this.
Well,
of course, that's when his fracture was, when he was brand new, fresh off a fracture then. That they couldn't find.
It was 100%
incompetence.
Then. I mean... yeah, I want Yordan back. I don't care. You can have Fromber hit for him, okay? You keep saying Fromber. You just have Fromber hit. I want Yordan back. I don't want to hear he's not. He is coming back, and he is going to hit. And how, you know what?
This when he's healthy. But when they find out when he's healthy, but he's not healthy.
Well, but they said when he gets to 70%.
They just told you he started hurting. He was swinging, and he said it started to hurt.
I know, but they said it won't hurt him anymore at 70%. It won't hurt the injury anymore. It's about how much pain he can take. That's what it's about.
Just assuming he's going to hit with pain in his hands. The guy didn't hit. We saw him. Do you not remember doing the videos where we talked about what's going on with Yordan when he had the injury with his hands, the hammock bones, the first injuries he had to have surgeries on, and he just wasn't hitting? This is not for a hitter to have a lot of pain in his hands. It's going to impact him.
It's
going to impact them. How about just do your jobs and get it diagnosed the right way the first time?
Yeah,
it wouldn't have changed how long it took, but he wouldn't have gotten in the batter's box.
Right. That's bad.
It's terrible. It's really bad.
But I love how they just said, "Watch this. We are going to throw out the hand guy for everybody to love. Here's Thomas Melhoff, 35 years. Here you go, hand guy. Throw out the first pitch." We're going to break. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence is coming up in less than a half hour right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking right now about Texas Card House. I'm talking about hijack poker. Okay, if you can't get to – listen, you got a family. You want to play at home. You want to play on your laptop. You want to play on your phone. You can't get to a card house. That's okay. How about hijack poker? How about this? Okay, you can't get money on different websites, or you don't trust different websites. Okay, that's fine. Hijack Poker is right here. It's a Texas card house. All right, no bots. It's real people. Only available in Texas. You can actually pay money at the counter at Texas Card House, or you can cash in at the counter at Texas Card House, which is different than every other app that you play. Sometimes it's like pulling teeth to get money out of these poker apps. Not Texas Card House. Texas Card House and Hijack Poker says, come on in. You can cash in right at the counter at Texas Card House. Hijack Poker. Hijack Poker. Download the app. Start playing today. If you love poker and you can't get to the card house, Hijack Poker. Download the app today.
ESPN.
97.5.
Call now.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Two amazing stats from this weekend. Scottie Scheffler has the same number of wins as the Colorado Rockies since May 2nd. Both have 3 wins.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
The Rockies have 3 wins since May 2nd. Scottie Scheffler has 3 wins since May 2nd. He's only entered 4 tournaments, though.
Wow.
The Rockies are by far, the worst team ever in Major League history. They have now their fourth eight-game losing streak going on right now. Fourth eight-game losing streak. It's just so – it's ridiculously bad. 9-50. And then the other one, the other amazing stat, who's the second? Aaron Judge has been by far the most valuable player in baseball. Who's second right now, according to WAR?
I'm going to say Isak Paredes.
It is not Isak Paredes.
In my heart, it is.
Not really. It should be Jeremy Pena in your heart.
Yeah, no, actually, yeah, Jeremy Pena in my heart is who it should be. It's not Pena, is it?
It's Pena.
Really?
Jeremy Pena, second most valuable. WAR, Aaron Judge, 4.7. Jeremy Pena, 3.6.
Does that take into account the value? It takes into account the value of your team, et cetera, right?
It takes
like another way. In other words, he doesn't have the stats that some other guys have, but relative to his team and the way the rest of them are hitting and his value on the team, that's going to be more centered on the team value, right? Like he's valued more because of the lack of hitting his team has had this year, and then his ability to hit.
No.
Well, I mean, he doesn't. His numbers aren't as good as a lot of.
That's
other
not
guys.
How they calculate WAR. It's funny. I mean,
win
the
over
way that
replacement.
They, the way. I know, win over the over replacement at your position. And it's funny how they do it, too. Like, I heard there was one major leaguer that was saying it's better. It's funny. WAR takes into account assists. So, like, it's better to, if you're as a ground ball to shortstop, or it's either assists or putouts or whatever the case may be. It was better in an instance to flip the ball to the second baseman and have him throw to first. Better for your WAR than you stepping on the base and throwing to first.
Well, here it is. WAR is wins above replacement. It's an advanced statistic that estimates a player's total contribution to their team's winning percentage.
Right.
So it is based on your team, not in the general. It's his contribution.
Your team, it's that's right. It's
his contribution to his team winning. So it's that was my question. It's based on the Astros.
Well, you can only win for your team. So I mean, it's not about.
Well, no, that's why the stat. Yeah, but it's not based on everyone in Major League Baseball. It has nothing to do with other people in Major League Baseball. It's based on how valuable you are on your own team.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right, and well, that's right. What I was saying. If it's calculated by comparing a player's performance to that of a replacement level player. Who's defined as the player who would be available to any team for the league minimum salary. And so his value has been undeniable on this team.
Well, the Yankees have had the best record of baseball, and Judge is still, his value to his team is relatively speaking, a lot of guys are playing really well. But the Astros are winning too. But, you know, on this list, Washington, Wood is up there. He's eighth in the league. San Diego, whatever. It's how good you are. And Pena's been ridiculously good. Jeremy Pena, we're not giving him enough love, and especially at home. This dude is on fire at Daikin.
So is Yiner. Is starting Yiner's really come alive.
Yiner came up with a huge – how about Yiner winning the game?
He's had some good – he had some good at-bats this weekend, and Yiner's coming around, which was just a matter of time. He's a good hitter.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of time. He just has to have at bats. Like you just got to let guys get into it. I mean, we saw how long it used to take Alex Bregman. Bregman wasn't even getting started until the month of June, and sometimes it wasn't until mid June when he would get started. Yiner's got to play, and they're playing him, and they're finding spots for Caratini. They're finding ways to make it work. Espada has, and without sacrificing Yiner's at bats, and it's starting to pay off. It is crazy that the Astros score. What did they score? Like, how many runs did the Astros score and they split? I mean, they got the brakes beat off of them from a scoring standpoint against the Rays, but they still ended up splitting with them.
They scored 9 runs over the weekend.
Yeah.
And gave up 30.
Yeah, 30-9, and they get split.
And they split. How about that? That's just because of two guys, Fromber and Hunter. That's it. Fromber and Hunter were just ridiculous. Good stuff. Good stuff.
A 2-1 and a 1-0. Man.
713-780-3776 is the number. Probably, okay, if you know anybody that might be having a problem because of 97.5 being down, maybe you can tell them. I tweeted out. Everybody else, please tweet out if you can. Those of you that are watching, those of you watching on Twitch or on YouTube or however you consume Maybe you can spread the word as well here. Yeah, 92.5 is fine. 97.9 is a way to always listen, people. 97.9 HD2. It's a perfect signal. So if you can, that's the way to get that job done. 713-780-3776 is the number. Come on in. Hang out with us. We got What Did You Learn This Weekend in one sentence coming your way this morning in about 15 minutes. Right now, I'm talking about Chastain Ford. I'm talking about employee pricing. See, this is, I don't know if you've seen the commercials nationwide. If you're watching any television, you're seeing Ford commercials. It's nationwide employee pricing, right? Well, that's happening nationwide. But you know what else is happening at other dealerships is they're adding on, they're marking up, they're not getting you, I don't know how, why they wouldn't. Maybe they're just not working as hard. They're not getting you the best financing that you can possibly get. At Chastain Ford, no markups, no add-ons. Let's get you the best financing we possibly can. Let's get you in that vehicle at the price that you can afford every single month, as opposed to you choking on it. That's not a good car buying experience, right? It's a terrible car buying experience. So that's not what you want. You want Chastain Ford, where they're going to work their tail off to get you into that Ford truck or SUV the best way they possibly can in this city. There's a reason they've been the number one business leader in the city as far as businesses go, selling more trucks to businesses than anybody else, is because they do it right. And they do it right every single time. ChastainFord.com. Employee pricing right now on 610 at Homestead, not Homestead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here on the show. 713-780-3776.
I can't do this anymore. I got to ask you. So if they can't get a proper look at the hand, at Yordan's hand, because of the inflammation, why wasn't the same imaging done that found the fracture? Why wasn't it done after inflammation had gone down at some point during the process?
Well, they didn't know that they didn't see it because of the inflammation. They just assumed that there was nothing there because they didn't see it.
How about taking, how about you just run it back? What is it? Are you worried about cost?
Lance, I had an MRI not long ago. It cost me $600. So you think they're throwing $600 around over there? No.
They don't have an MRI machine?
I don't think they do.
In the actual, most locations do have, for sure, x-rays. Maybe not MRI.
Are you just throwing $600 around?
MRI takes longer.
Why are you asking Jim Crane? That's your money. True. I mean,
well, John's talking about how much it costs with insurance. What does it actually cost? Because my dad had a scan done.
$190,000
without
insurance.
My dad had a scan done.
$190,000. People die because we don't care. Yeah, we just jack up the rates and we act like it's normal.
His insurance
Does it cost? How much does it cost, hospital? $140,000. And we're just good with that. Like, I guess I just can't have an MRI because it costs $140,000.
Well, his insurance took it down to like $500, and it was actually like it's like $12,000 for the scan.
It gets even worse because after you do the insurance, then about 2 months later, they send you another bill. Oh, it was more than we thought. You're like, wait a minute. I just gave you $600, and now you're saying it's more than we thought it was going to be?
The medical system is an absolute joke in this country. Yeah. Literally charging. It's like the Department of Defense, where toilets cost $145,000. It's the same crap. Yeah. If you've ever looked at it, even if you have insurance, you ever look at what they charge, and then the insurance is negotiated. That's why people don't have insurance. They're totally screwed. Because the insurance negotiates a different rate. The insurance goes, yeah, that's your first offer. Here's what we're going to settle for. If you don't have insurance, you better come up with that $195,000 MRI. Yeah. What a joke. Way we
all
treat
I can
people.
Think of is,
and then the Astros can't figure out a hand injury. By the way, don't what you don't want to do is go on Yordan Alvarez injury history. What you don't want to search for is that, because you'll find out that this sucker is long. 19, knee. 20, knee. Then you got COVID stuff in 21. Wrist, 21. Knee, 21. Hand, 22. Concussion, 22. Hand, 22. Illness, 819. Hand, 22. Hand, 22. Hand, 22. Of course, they didn't discover they had a Hammett bone fracture. I went back and reread this. They didn't discover it because the inflammation. They missed it on. They literally say Astros missed this on MRI because of inflammation. They couldn't see the. They couldn't see that. So they missed it, and he likely did damage as the season wore on, which ended up causing him, because he played with it, which ended up causing him to have surgery. So they've already had the same thing happen with him, where they couldn't see something, and then they found out, oh, we missed it because of inflammation. Yeah. So we couldn't see this. And you're telling me you don't go back and run it back to check? That ludicrous. Somebody's feet should be held to the fire. These protocols are terrible. He has already had an injury that you couldn't see because of inflammation, but then you find out that he has to have surgery because of it because he played through it. Then he gets an injury this year, and instead of you going back and re-examining, MRIs or x-rays, whatever the case may be, you don't do that after you've already seen this happen before with the same player who's got an extensive list of injuries, by the way, neck, oblique. I remember all these. The neck injury, the oblique injury, knee, 24, neck, 24, knee, and then hand. Like, his injury list is insane how often Yordan's hurt. And you guys screwed the pooch on this one. Congratulations.
Well, listen, the Astros are – no team can be more transparent than the Astros.
Oh, man, you nailed it there. Kyle's just got a little bit of a bone bruise. Everything's going to be fine. 2 months later, it's a fracture.
I mean, talk
about...
Well,
that's
about,
a big difference.
I don't know what the deal is with this organization. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know what. Why are they so... well, either they're incompetent or... I don't know. They think like this is some kind of secret mission that it's too important and too... I mean, social. It's just ridiculous. It just is ridiculous the way that they go about this injury thing. It's guy after guy after guy. Now, last year the major. What was the deal with Kyle Tucker last year? Why? Why don't they just say it was? It's a fracture. Why don't they just say it? And now with this incompetence with Yordan, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Hey, I mean, this is what Dana Brown said on the radio. I think the big point here is. When he had the first injury in terms of the muscle strain in his hand, maybe we shouldn't have let him fight through that. He said it wasn't the normal pain that he usually gets in his hands. First of all, I love that he gets normal pains in his hand. I love that this guy just gets hand pain. I don't think that's great. But he said it wasn't the normal pain that he usually gets in his hands, so he thought maybe he could grind through it. And it was just soreness. Maybe at that point. Now, remember, this is a guy who had to have surgery in both hands in 22 because he played through it and it got worse. I'm giving you what we already know. We already know this. We've already seen this. This isn't a secret. It's out there. You can Google it and find it. He had surgery on his Hammett bone, and I think it was on both hands, because he played through it in the 22 season and it got worse. So knowing all this and having all this history with his hands, and you're letting him play through stuff, and you're not coming back and rechecking things before he gets in a batter's box for a batting practice simulation, I mean, maybe at that point we probably should have shut him down, maybe for a week, given it a chance to heal and not let him try to fight through it and potentially cause more damage, said Dana Brown. I mean, I give him credit for at least admitting that, but if that's on the medical staff, then fire someone's ass, Jim Crane. You get rid of pitching coaches, you get rid of scouts, you get rid of everyone else, you let players walk left and right. Get rid of whoever it is that's continuing to screw this up.
Yeah, let's have them throw out the first pitch. That's their hand doctor. Throw out the first pitch. That's their hand surgeon. I mean, it's not ironic. I think the Astros just said, okay, bleep you guys. All of you.
I don't think he did that. I will say. I think there's some incompetence going on or some arrogance. I don't think that they're saying bleep.
Who's guys. Their lower leg guy with Kyle Tucker? So it can't, yeah. It's not just the hand guy. It's the leg guy. It's the
doctors?
Elbow guy. It's the shoulder guy. What do you mean?
The shoulder guy? The
We can't limit it to the
elbow
hand guy.
The oblique guy?
I don't know how they hired several guys who can't diagnose someone initially and then run them out there. Ah, it'll be fine. Don't worry about it. And then put Dana Brown out there to be the sacrificial lamb. I'm sure Dana Brown's just taking the word of the medical people and they say, hey, this goes this way, this goes this way, tell the people. And then he goes out there looking stupid and then has to explain why what the most important player for offensive player in the future of the Astros going forward is out there with a broken hand and just swinging through it and see what happens.
But wait, but that's not it. Someone else reminded me. Remember when they screwed up Justin Verlander had the neck thing that was supposed to not be a big deal, and it turned into him missing an eternity, and when he came back, he wasn't the same?
Yeah. Well, somebody also said that Carlos, the play.
That wasn't accurate.
Lance McCullers.
Several setbacks while recovering from a flexor tendon surgery. Several setbacks.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here. There's too much. There's too many issues with the medical. Chandler Rome wrote an entire article about it on The Athletic. Yordan Alvarez's, quote, small hand fracture adds another chapter to Astros' ambiguous medical history.
Ambiguous? I'm not so sure it's ambiguous.
Well, it sure starts off that way.
Do we remember?
I'd say the better word is incompetent.
When Christian Javier went on the IL with neck discomfort and wound up with Tommy John surgery?
Oh, that's right. It was a neck at first.
The guy got a neck issue. It'll work through it.
I think they're just playing with us.
Why?
They don't want to say anything about. Well, here's the thing, and I don't know if this applies in baseball. I know in hockey it applies. Whatever your injury is, you don't reveal it because guys will go after it.
But those guys play.
They
actually go out and play. So
don't reveal it.
What's the point? These guys aren't playing.
I don't know if the Astros take that same kind of approach. We're not telling you.
There's no reason if they're not going to play. The hockey guys do it to not have a competitive disadvantage. These guys aren't playing. You can just tell us. It doesn't matter.
Look at this. In April of 2024, Javier was scratched from a scheduled start due to neck discomfort and placed on a 15-day IL. Following the initial neck discomfort, it was revealed that he would need Tommy John surgery for his right elbow. This surgery is a standard procedure, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you go in for a neck, you come out with a Tommy John.
I will give him credit. They're usually not related.
Okay? Typically not.
Typically, you don't go in with a neck problem, come out with Tommy John. I'm just saying. So, Astros.
Well, once the inflammation in his neck.
Astros are doing stuff nobody else is doing.
To be fair, once the inflammation went down in his neck, they were able to see the Tommy John issue in his shoulder, in his elbow. They needed the neck inflammation to go down before they could find the Tommy John.
In fairness to the
crack medical staff over there.
What is going on? It is just awful. All right. We got a break. Oh, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I hope people, I know 97.5 is down, but you know what? Those of you that are listening, if you're watching on Twitch, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on 97.9, if you're listening on 92.5, whatever, I mean, we got a bunch of ways that you can listen to the show and watch. So let's go. Those of you that are out there, because we've got some issues. We've got AD on the way to fix 97.5, and hopefully that is going to be fixed by the end of this show. It seems like it always happens in the night when before our show. It's Joel and Jeremy and Paul, they're never down. The transmitter's never down for their shows. It just seems like this show.
You think it's a personal attack on you guys?
Yes. Well, if we got to – did anyone check the inflammation at the transmitter today?
Well, we're going to do that right now. We're doing that right now.
Are we?
Yeah.
Why did we not know about the inflammation?
We got to wait for it to go down. We're not on the air. Because we didn't do enough imaging.
And I'm looking up the surgeons. Like, Dr. Lintner is one of the best in the city.
Yeah.
And Dr. Lintner handles his focus on knee, shoulder, elbow. I saw him for my shoulder way back. He's
Dr.
considered Yeah, Lintner's considered one of the best. I don't know Melhoff. He's got great Google reviews. He's got 266 Google reviews that are 5 stars.
Well, do you think the Astros find him on Google?
Well, I'm just looking at Google reviews. He's with the whole crew over there at where are they from?
Methodist.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Houston Methodist. Right. And Houston Methodist is great. I'm just saying, I don't know how this is happening, but however it's happening, it needs to either be corrected or somebody else needs to be removed, because you cannot continue to have these issues. And if it's the Astros' incompetence in terms of how they relay the message, what are you doing? If a guy's going to be out, he's going to be out.
Nope.
There's no reason to – if they're not being honest with the messaging to us as fans and media – then for what? There's nothing you can do about it. If it's an injury, it's an injury. There's no reason to just, I mean, and to miss it as a bone bruise and then find out it's a fracture later, that much later. I don't understand. It's just.
All right. Let's break, because we got, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? So 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend about Yordan Alvarez's elbow within one sentence? No, it's about anything. It could be about. Well, Tom learned something about some woman. I know that. Okay. Did you learn something about your kids? Did you learn something about your boss? Did you learn something? What did you learn this weekend? But you get one sentence to tell us. 713-780-3776. And I want to talk right now about Air Team. I want to talk about how hot it is in Houston. We got a lot of rain. It's got a lot of heat. Your air conditioner, is it running smoothly so you can enjoy, that you can actually live in Houston? Because without AC, you can't live in Houston. And if your AC goes down because it's running 24/7, then guess what? It might be because you didn't do anything about it. Now is the time to go to Air Team. Call Air Team, 713-936-5346. Let them come to your home. Let them check out your system. If you haven't checked out your system in a while, it's really important that you do this. AirTeamLTD.com. Air Team put in my air conditioners. I loved working with them. They were all stars. They are really, really good at what they do. And I got it at a price that, you know, it sucks because I didn't check my stuff out, and then I ended up having to replace them. Don't be like me. Don't be stupid like me. Get to airteamltd.com. Let them come check out your stuff. And if you need an air conditioner, 713-936-5346, it's Air Team.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back. Time for What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. It's our favorite game show. It is the game show sweeping the nation. 713-780-3776. There's nothing to win, but you're just the satisfaction that you contributed to the game show sweeping the nation. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I learned this weekend that in 2002 and in 2014, Ohio State won the national championship. The Panthers opened the next season against the Jaguars, and J-Lo filed for divorce. And in both of those years, the Panthers made it to the Super Bowl.
I saw that this weekend on the
on
that terrible app.
So what do we do? What do we do about that?
Fire on Panthers. Go ahead.
Fire on the Panthers. It's all we can do.
I'm going to wait until the inflammation goes down before I make a decision.
On who, the Panthers or Bryce Young? Which one?
Both.
Okay.
Bryce Young has inflammation?
No, I'm just asking.
You would know that immediately. That dude weighs about 12 pounds.
Well, I'm waiting for my brain inflammation to go down before
I
make decisions.
Well, did we miss? Well, it's not what I learned, but DeCenzo has an MRI. He had an MRI yesterday, so they'll find out stuff about him, too.
Well,
maybe they'll find out stuff.
Let's just wait till the inflammation goes down before we do any examinations.
Let's just get their initial diagnosis and know that that's wrong.
And then wait for it to be 4 times worse.
Yeah, whatever they say, it's way worse.
It's way worse.
Neck injury for Christian Javier. Out 2 years!
Knee surgery. All right. Ocho's first up, 713-780-3776. Ocho, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned that if Seattle Mariners catcher Cal Riley can productively play in every game this season, then the rest of these players in less demanding positions should also be able to play in every game.
Yeah. Cal Raleigh's a beast. You know what his nickname is?
The Terminator?
No, I learned this last week.
What?
The Big Gumper.
He's got a big backside.
True story. Yeah. That's his nickname.
He was the one who got out in front and said something along the lines of, like, he was interviewed after, like, a game-winning hit and mentioned it's good to be up on their Astros, something like that. He mentioned the Astros by name.
Yeah.
And then it went downhill for the Mariners pretty quickly after that.
Yep. Cal Raleigh playing every day, and Cal Raleigh raking.
Mm-hmm.
And catcher. That's not easy. 713-780-3776. Del, we got anybody?
My favorite daily double. We got Tom and Tom on a mobile.
Tom
is first.
Tom first. Oh, hey, Tom.
Morning, gentlemen. I learned that Costco sample day makes one hell of a first date.
Oh. That's going for it there.
Wow. I mean, okay. Lance, you, how many first dates have you been on? That's what you do. That's where you go have lunch.
I've done it before. Actually, lunch is actually the sucker time. The best time is like 5. And don't come and roll in there at like 6:30 because it's all wrapped up by then.
Okay, so make sure you get there early.
Yeah. You want to get there, start roaming around 4:30.
Okay. So that was Tom. Tom has a first date at Costco, which, okay.
It actually makes some sense. It's like something you'd see on a rom-com, you know? It's something where it's non-threatening. What Dell used to always, he and Abigail used to say, that's a cute meat.
I've never said, like, it's, by the way, I've never said that, but if that? I would say it, it's meat cute, not cute meat.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to
that's right.
and try to embarrass meat me, at cute. Least you get it right.
Yeah. See, that's how much I don't know what it is.
What is this thing? I don't even know what it is.
It's the way in a rom-com the two eventual people, the people who are going to be a couple meet up for the first time.
And somebody made up a
and you, maybe they meet up in a coffee shop and they bump into each other and that starts
they
the conversation
story,
stuff like
story,
that.
It's a,
what's it called? Meet cute?
A meet cute, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Meet cute.
Yeah, he said cute meat because he didn't know what he's talking about.
I don't because I don't do that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, you just meet eat samples for yourself. Don't bring a girl with you. Let's go to Tom on a mobile. What have you learned?
Hey, guys. So I learned that if I get left alone too long, I get inflammation in my right hand.
No. That's a better one than the other stuff you usually do.
Yeah, that was
at least that one's just about
not as aggressive.
Yeah,
Tom,
that just involves
a single.
You keep it in
not no criminal
in the sphere
stuff.
Of influence.
Yeah,
exactly.
Real criminal activity. Hey guys. I don't think Tom does that.
He doesn't
never.
Do that.
He's never done it.
No. You got anybody else?
Yeah, we got plenty. Let's go to JP. JP, what have you learned?
Sorry. Calling a mobile got me. I learned that if you're trying to get your 5-year-old involved in baseball, going to a 1-0 Astros game, probably in a good start.
Oh, right.
Yep.
How boring. How boring for the kid. I mean, talk about, that's not the best. That's not a lot of, I don't imagine there was a lot of action. From the first inning, they scored, and they didn't score again? Holy crap. No kid. And no one stood up until, unless they did the wave. And no one stood up until Josh Hader came in with two outs and two strikes in the ninth. That's bad. Who's next, Del?
We go to Brian. Brian, what have you learned?
Guys, I was watching the Women's College World Series, and I learned that if you sue the NCAA like the University of Tennessee did, you're going to get screwed by every call and every seeding, every chance they get.
Yeah, they got screwed because the UCLA player missed home plate on a home run, and they didn't overturn it. They saw it. They said it was unreviewable, But Tennessee ended up winning the game anyway. But, yeah, they did get screwed on that one. There's no question. How about you don't even touch the plate? I mean, honestly, how stupid is that? You didn't touch the plate.
Well, sticking in that realm, Texas and Vanderbilt. On the men's side, both eliminated.
UTSA knocks out Texas.
They beat them twice in the regional, sent them to the loser's bracket, and then beat them in the regional final.
What about Wright State?
Taking out Vanderbilt, beat them twice.
Yeah. I mean, holy crap.
SEC sucks.
Oh,
I've always said that about SEC baseball.
Wow. Those were the two. That was Vanderbilt was the number one seed, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, 1 and 2 got eliminated.
1 and 2.
Texas was 2.
The first time since 99 that 1 and 2 have been eliminated this early. Something like that. Who's next?
We have Jimmy. Jimmy, what have you learned?
I learned if you drive your wife's car for the one time in 6 months to go clean it and something goes wrong with it, you get blamed for it.
Oh, so yeah.
Now I understand why the Astros used to struggle at home.
See?
All right. That was okay. It was a run-on sentence, but it was good. But it was
therefore,
good.
He had a transitional
or
avia.
Semicolon.
Semicolon, therefore, comma.
Yeah, right. Right. Exactly. Now you know why you get blamed for it. You drive it once, and you get blamed for it. That is funny. 713-780-3776. Hurry, get in. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Who's next?
Sony, what have you learned? Or is it Sony?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I learned that apparently Angel Reese thinks that Brittany Griner would beat a prime out Allen Iverson 1v1.
What?
I didn't hear that quote anywhere, but I don't know. I can't speak to it. I didn't hear
it. You know what else I learned this weekend?
What?
That there's a group of guys that's betting that Angel Reese will miss her first shot, and they've now won 6 straight games.
Now, do you know she made her first one? She actually made it in game. I saw the montage this morning. In game one, she actually made it.
Oh, well, then it's 5.
She's missed. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I guess they're betting. They keep putting up this, but it's the same graphic over and over, so I don't really think that's true because they would adjust odds.
I just think
it's a content thing, to be honest with you. Stadium Live is not a. I think Stadium Live is a fan site where groups get together because it's done through Stadium Live. They got Stadium Live sweaters, hoodies on and stuff like that.
We could look back at all of their games and go do the play list and see if she missed the first shot. But I think that would be impossible to do because no one cares.
Well. I mean, you can see. Just go to box score.
Stadium Live is a sports betting app.
Or play-by-play. You can go play-by-play and see that.
What I just said, you could do that, but it's impossible.
Well, it's not impossible.
No one would care enough to do that.
Well, that doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means
it's impossible.
There's no – ESPN keeps track, but I'm not going to look.
See, that's what I said. No
one
cares enough.
I don't – I'm not the only one. Maybe someone would care.
No one would care. No one cares.
I mean, there's enough Angel Reese haters, I think, that someone would care.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure no one cares. 713-780-3776. We got time? No?
Well, we're way past, and there's no one left on hold anyway.
There we go. Nice job, though. We appreciate you. We know we're having that signal problem, so we really appreciate you guys coming through. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. Thank you, Game Day Men's Health. I'm a big, big fan of Game Day Men's Health. I really, really feel great, and it's all because of them. So I wanted to tell Game Day Men's Health thank you, and thank you for sponsoring What Have You Learned This Weekend in one sentence. Right now, I'm talking about Brinkman. Okay. In Austin, they had the hailstorms. That ruined – I mean, that took out a lot of stuff. It took out a lot of stuff. It's not beyond – and we got hurricane season coming. How is your roof? Because if it's not good – and you have an issue, and you didn't do anything about it before hurricane season comes, or before we get some hailstorm, or whatever happens, if you haven't done anything about your roof in years, the insurance company ain't paying you. The insurance company is just going to say, oh, I'm sorry, your roof was defective before. Have you done anything? Have you checked it out? 10, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. If you haven't done anything with your roof, you're not protected. And, by the way, do you want everything to be ruined anyway? And you want to claim insurance? No. You want your roof to be great. And that's what Brinkman is here for. Brinkman has been doing it for 50 years. BrinkmanQuality.com. 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 844-215-2840. 844-215-2840. A free consultation for everybody. 844-215-2840 or Brinkman, BrinkmanQuality.com. Quality.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.